Welcome to the Messenger Podcast. I hope that you will sit back and take a few moments to listen to what the Spirit of the Lord would like to say to you today. He is encouraging us and challenging us to not be afraid, but to be strong in the power of His might. Now, let's go to today's podcast. Welcome to today's podcast. It's a different podcast because we're living in very different and strange times. Before we get started, I want to say hello to our brothers and sisters in Singapore. I can see how many times you visit the analytics site to listen to the podcast, and I sure hope it's encouraging and blessing you. And I say hello to our brothers and sisters in Italy. I ask the Lord to speak to you and use you as mighty firebrands in the Italian communities. So today, I'm going to discuss where we are and what is going on out there in this crazy wild world. I can tell you this. We are on the cusp of probably one of the greatest days of the dismantling of religious behavior and abuse in the charismatic church and the evangelical church to date. In the days ahead, we're going to see many people hungering for that sacred time in worship where there is a waiting upon the Lord and an honoring of His name. Clearly, we attract the presence of the Lord when we're focused upon the presence and not upon the performance. We shouldn't be surprised if, like Jesus, we collide with torrents of political and religious and cultural expectations. So on a daily basis, our purity of vision to move toward the kingdom will also cause us deep discomforts that will ask us to set aside our preferences and our conveniences. This pressing towards the kingdom will ask us to say things that we'd rather not say, to go places that we'd rather not go, and to give away things that we'd rather keep. And in this discomfort, each time, we have an opportunity to cry out to God, "Where did you go?" Why does pursuing your kingdom of abundance and peace not always feel like abundance and peace? Well, I'd like to offer these possibilities to ponder. In every way, He is purifying your heart. So what is this obsession that is beginning to drive people away from religious activities and structural programming? Is it fatigue from fleshly efforts? Is it weariness with well-doing? Or is it the beginning of a matter? There's a statement by A.W. Tozer that goes like this. Self is the blurred veil that hides the face of God from us. It can be removed only in spiritual experience, never by simple instruction. The Lord is allowing man to have the joy and shock of coming to the end of his means of prodding and producing until he falls into a heap at the feet of the one who has the key to the place of hope and rest. He, the King of tranquility and divine purpose, has the place of sanctuary carved out in a definite place. You see, we're being called into the place of true worship. The scripture tells us in John 23:24, that the time is now coming. It has in fact come when what you're called will not matter and where you go to worship will not matter. It's who you are and the way you live that count before God. Your worship must engage your spirit in the pursuit of truth. That's the kind of people the Father is looking for. Those who are simply and honestly themselves before Him in their worship. God is sheer being itself, spirit. Those who worship Him must do it out of their very being, their spirits, their true selves, in adoration. You know, the apostolic origins began with the devoted and yet weary disciples of Jesus coming together in a place of waiting and resting and worshiping. Those waiting in an upper room, hiding from the world and its pressures and threats, waiting, worshiping, remembering the past things they had experienced while walking with Jesus. They were asking the heart questions of, why are we here? what are we waiting for? And what is this all about? My brothers and sisters, we are again in the same place. We are simply resting in the knowledge that the Lord has brought us to the end of the past ways and forms of man. He is preparing the way of His power with a place of personal introspection and heart searching until we see that we must be truthful in our worship of Him. We must come into agreement with His Spirit and the way that He desires to move among those who know Him and among those who do not. Old things are passing away. Look, He does a new thing, new to us, but not to Him. As we become obsessed with the idea of nothing to perform, nothing to take to task, nothing to self-generate, but only to marinate and saturate in, we see the promises He has made begin to be realized. We must bring a mind which has been emptied of old prejudices, old traditional theology, human philosophy, and false data. A mind so fully humble and empty that the Lord can reveal to it great, bright depths of truth and beauty and floods of spiritual understanding that we have never dreamed of before. We must bring hearts that are emptied of our abundant earthly attachments and sad, holier-than-thou sentimentalism, old friendships, and old day loves. We must bring empty hands that have handed over our works, all our planning strategies and string pulling for self. Hands and hearts that hold on to no toy, to no treasure. Hands that bring no human demand or bargaining skills. Hands so empty that they can grip firmly the sword of the Spirit, the cross, or the tool that God may put into them. God fills our nature and fills our lives in relationship to how empty they are for Him. God knows our heart. He sees what we can't see. If we allow Him, He begins taking out all the impurities, emptying us of ourselves and filling us with Himself, so He can use us as a vessel of honor. So often as of late in places of meeting and gatherings of hungry saints, the holy hush of heaven has fallen with such sweetness and simplicity. All the fancy trappings of noisy worship strategy pale compared to this heavy, rich perfumed presence that descends on those who will wait upon the Lord and grow stronger. There is no need for airy or trendy teachings and thoughts, no need for the pious, well-oiled speeches implying, "This is the way to go because I said so." Blessed are those who are willing to release all that is not the kingdom in them, who let their hearts be purified, for they shall see God Himself, God's life being birthed in every challenge, God's kingdom coming on earth as it is in heaven. As we wait, humble, at His feet, He moves upon many within the body to rise up and declare, to share, risk, expound, and grow in the grace of God, as well as in much mercy. You are right in the middle of God's process for you. You don't have to settle for God's second best because of somebody else's choices or your own. As you are being who you are in Him, you can do what you are supposed to do. You may have had disappointments and you may have disappointments, but your life is His story with depth, adventure, suspense, surprising plot turns, and darkness that Jesus defeated. Be blessed as you understand more of His story that He is writing in your life. In 1 Peter 1:5 it says, "Who through faith are shielded by God's power until the coming of salvation that is ready to be revealed in the last time." God surrounds you with His favor as a shield. You are shielded by His power so that in every dark thing you experience, you can live large and strong. God put you on earth in your exact place for His specific purpose, and you are living in that purpose even when you don't know it. Your soul may be grumbling and resisting, but you are living the story that God is ready to reveal to you. God is a lot bigger than you expect Him to be. He's a lot bigger than your circumstances. He is the God of detail, and He is deeply involved in the small details of your life. Heaven longs to kiss the earth again. The King of Heaven is descending with an unexplainable and definite wave of stillness. In His manifested presence, in His presence, His sanctuary is fullness, completion. Needs are met, and it's full of joy. Brothers and sisters, come, let us be magnificently wrapped up in Him. In Psalm 63:1-2, it says, O God, You are my God. Earnestly I seek You. My soul thirsts for You. My body longs for You in a dry and weary land where there is no water. I have seen You, therefore, in the sanctuary to see Your power and Your glory. I'd like to pray together from Ephesians 1. I ask that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that you may know Him better. I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which He has called you, the riches of His glorious inheritance in His holy people, and His incomparably great power for us who believe. That power is the same as the mighty strength He exerted when He raised Christ from the dead and seated Him at His right hand in the heavenly realms, far above all rule and authority, power and dominion, and every name that is invoked not only in the present age, but also in the one to come. In the power of that name, I pray. Amen. Now I encourage you not to be afraid when the earth is shaking and strange and odd things are taking place. Understand, God is not weak. He is not deaf. He is not asleep. But He does have an extended power in mercy because He knows that when His justice and judgment is kindled and He moves, it is sovereignly complete and there is no turning back. This is a time for us to do personal examination. And yeah, there's a lot of stuff being shaken. A lot of people have been warned. A lot of ministries have still chosen to hide things that are going to come out because they chose not to go the way of accountability and repentance. And the Lord has to let it come to pass. He doesn't want His sheep deceived, and He certainly doesn't want them abused. But it's happening in individual lives. If we're looking to the church and if we're looking to leaders to be our ultimate guide, then the Lord will allow us to have great disappointment and failures there. Each of us are to come before the Father. Jesus said how to pray. He taught us. He said to say, My Father, You who are in heaven, holy, holy is Your name. Let Your kingdom come. Let Your will be done, which means in our lives and in others' lives, on earth like it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. You see, we look forward to everything we want now down the road instead of accepting that today is enough. It's sufficient. So I encourage you to get still, get quiet. Listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit. It says in the Word, whether you turn to the left or to the right, there is a voice behind you saying, this is the way. Walk in it. May not be pleasant, may not be popular, and it certainly may not be comfortable, but it is safe. And it will keep you in a place where you are determined and at peace to serve the Lord. I thank you for listening today, and I look forward to my next podcast with you. Remember, don't be afraid. Don't listen to the frightening narratives. Don't give in to the sounds around you telling you to be afraid, because that's the goal of the enemy. Satan comes to bring fear and to steal and to rob you of peace and to destroy your trust in the Lord. And Jesus said that I have come that you might have life and have it to the fullest. That's John 10:10. And what that means is might have life to the fullest. We have to choose to not listen to the world's narratives. And trust me, some of them sound really great. There's some great analytics out there, brilliant minds, brilliant voices. But if they don't have the God breath breathed on them and they are not hearing from God accurately and it is nothing more than just a bunch of propaganda or people trying to sell stuff, you're going to get sucked into looking for answers in places that will come up empty. The voice of God is big, but sometimes it's very still, and He wants us to discipline ourselves to get away from our phones, get away from all the stuff, and simply bask and wait until He speaks. I bless you today, and I look forward to our next podcast together. Please feel free to visit my website at www.marylindo.com, and there's all kinds of other resources there for you, as well as you can listen to all my podcasts right there on the site under podcasts. Goodbye for now.